Item number two is a subdivision rezoning for 830 Knowles Avenue, and the city, under file DAS 13 of 2010, in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item number three is a variance for 830 Knowles Avenue and city property to the south under file DAV 125882 of 2010D.
Okay. Any delegations? Give this back to you. Slip is there. Register in opposition?
Yes.
All right, we have the applicant, and we have two individuals registered in opposition. First, the applicant is Ann Viewig. Hi, Ann. Hi, would you like to come forward and state your name and address for the record? You need just to sit here and speak into the microphone, and you just need to state your name and address, and you can speak to your application. We'll give you up to 10 minutes if you need that. So.
Oh, you have everything I submitted. Ann Viewig, 830 Knowles.
Okay.
And I believe this was the layover, and John was going to just submit.
The community committee asked for it to be laid over to come back with a concept plan to show an eyebrow off of Headmaster Row. It was a concept plan that had been shown to both the applicant as well as the next-door neighbor about 3 or 4 years ago. The city owns land right adjacent to Headmaster. At that time, we were facilitating a meeting with the landowners north of our city land to indicate their commitment or willingness to buy our land and maybe do a plan of subdivision. We had proposed a simple concept of something if they were to decide to work together. My understanding is after several years, the resident at 830 Knowles Avenue, she's made previous application to do a plan of subdivision with lots fronting Headmaster. The landowner 840 has expressed no interest or has made no formal application to do any plan of subdivision on the lands, on his lands, or to purchase the city lands next to Headmaster Row. So we've provided you a concept map to show how something could work. But once again, the city lands, I do believe, are still owned by the city, and except for Ann, who has a conditional offer to buy our lands to facilitate the plan of subdivision with lots directly off of Headmaster Row.
Very good. Okay. Any
that
questions?
Pretty well sums it up. I've been trying for 3-4 years to do this, and I need to do it now because of the sewer and water issue that has to be paid for that's coming in. And we've tried to facilitate with the neighbor, my surveyor, even over there, and said with my land being surveyed, he didn't even have to pay for that, but he didn't express any opinion, except he doesn't want any houses on my land next to his.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Thanks, Ann. You'll have a chance to come back after.
Sure.
Okay. Any other questions? No? All right. Anybody registered in support? Anybody else registered in support of this application? Seeing none, I have two folks registered in opposition. Anita Quiring, registered in opposition. Did you wish to speak, Anita?
Yes.
Okay, please come forward and state your name and address.
My name is Anita Quiring, 825 Knowles Avenue.
Okay, just speak up a little bit, Anita, because the microphone has to catch it.
My name is Anita Quiring, 825 Knowles Avenue.
Okay.
So I'm quite confused because I got this, I thought we were discussing this.
What do you have there, a petition or? Are these copies? Okay. All right. Okay, go ahead, Anita. You can speak to your petition and your address.
Okay, this is to oppose the above subdivision Headmaster as a minimum 300,000 value homes on all, and all the builders have to have 40-foot plus frontage to build a house on. 33-foot frontage building lot will bring low rental into our area. The above subdivision does not fit into our current new development. I collected 18 owners, and they're all in opposition for that. And you're talking about something different today, I hear.
Sorry?
You're talking about a concept today?
Well, we have the subdivision rezoning before us today. It was laid over from last time.
Yeah, same. Is that the same?
It's the same one that's before us.
Okay. And 770 Knowles Avenue applied for subdivision, was rejected by the city planner, they say. And some other people on the street said they had the same experience. And then one other owner said that the city had told them they don't want no more small lots on Headmaster Road because they all have to be consistent with the new development. I don't know if that's right or not, but that's what I heard.
Well, I mean, the challenge here is, I mean, this whole subdivision is filling in an area between Knowles Avenue and Bonner Avenue. I think there's already been a lot of compromises made when it comes to driveways on a local collector street and such, and we've seen all sorts of, you know, challenges with elevations, you know, of new homes backing onto old homes. You know, the exceptions and the variances we're making here, as we're closer to the commercial lands, I don't think are necessarily too extreme.
But that would bring in.
What do you mean by low rental? What, I don't think there's.
What kind of
the
house
city of Winnipeg doesn't specify the type of ownership
kind of
or what properties
can you put
are.
On 33 frontage, you have to have a 5 on each side to stay away from the neighbors. So mm-hmm. you end up with 23 foot to buy a house, to build a house. What kind of houses are you going to build on there? What kind of square footage?
You would actually no. You have five feet on either side would give you 2.5. Between the two homes, so it's 5 total is the separation, not 5 and 5.
No, the city told me when I built my house, if it's 5 on each side.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway, and after the meeting that was held in the Legion Hall, I got this in my mailbox. It says, stay the fuck out of my business.
No language like that.
That's hers.
But let's not, that language is not permissible at the committee.
No, but you know what, counselor? I had enough of her. And I want Andy Vick of 830 Knowles Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, to stay away from my car, my garage, my house, my yard, as long as she lives. I don't want her to come on my property anymore. That's all I have to say.
Okay. All right, Anita. No, thank you. Is there any other questions of Ms. Query? No. Okay. All right.
So what kind of is the 3-lot subdivision still going to go ahead?
Well, that's what this committee meeting is for. We have to hear from the other person who's registered in opposition, and then the applicant has an opportunity to come back and rebut to any issues, and then the committee makes a decision from there. So that hasn't been decided yet, Ms. Query.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Next person I have registered is Steve Helleborough. Steve? If you could state your name and address for the record.
My name is Steve Helleborough from 840 Knowles Avenue. Yes, I was going to ask you on the way I got a new printout here for that eyebrow. What is number 3 and number 4? What size of lots are they?
3 and 4. Does he, like, your property and...
Yeah, an aunt's property. Or give me one just on 4. I don't, it doesn't matter to me what happened to his number 3. I want to ask that. Somebody went and printed this eyebrow, and I want to know something about it, and then I'll see
sure.
What...
We'll just get please vote for Mr. Winter. Dan.
Yeah, those lots would be 0.206 acres.
What's the depth on number 4? From Knowles Avenue.
Well, this is only a guess, about maybe 140 feet.
It sure doesn't look like it.
The map's not to scale, meaning it doesn't have precise measurements. It's just a concept plan. It's not to scale.
Okay. I want to ask right now, since they got this eyebrow drawn up and everything, I want to go ahead and ask, is how soon do they expect to get this resolved?
Well, obviously it depends on your participation.
Pardon me?
The committee is going to make a decision tonight on the plan of subdivision. This is not the plan of subdivision before this committee because you're not participating. You've never made an application for your lands.
That's right. Okay, fine. The way I look at it is I'm going to go ahead and say this much. If they're still going on with these 33-foot lots, if I got to go ahead and live in a situation or let other people live in a situation that I did before, there was a 33-foot lot or 30-foot lot, do you know that the ice came off the roof and went through the bathroom window, landed up on my wife's lap? You think that is right? With a 5-foot lot, with a 5-foot in between houses, 2 feet on each side. You think that is right?
We're here to hear you speak, Mr. Halbera.
Well, I'm just asking this question.
We're not here to answer questions. If you have statements you want to make regarding the application, this is your opportunity to speak.
Yes.
And to say what you think. And
well, okay, I'm just giving you the answer of what this could happen.
Okay, fair enough. You have a right to express your opinion here today.
I'm trying to tell you is what's going to happen is the neighbor, whoever buys the land with a 30-foot lot or whatever, and then they're going to build the houses so close to each other with a 2-foot in between each other, and then the windows are going to be knocked out. That's what my opinion is on this 33. But this eyebrow, if they wouldn't go ahead and rush this situation, just like you go down Headmaster from Cindy Clausen on, how many people have sold across there? There's one cul-de-sac away down further, or I don't know how many homes could have been built there.
Okay.
And why isn't that moved on? Why are they moving on to little stuff like this?
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to ask.
Okay.
I don't mind if so. I brought what they're trying to say. It's fine, but don't rush it. One of these years or one of these times, I will have to go ahead and give in. I know that. You just can't go ahead and live forever. I'm talking on my behalf on that.
I understand. All right. Was there anything else?
No.
No. Okay. Councillor Broady has a question. Go ahead, Councillor.
Steve, I mean, if you wanted to go with consistency with the rest of the neighborhood, if we were going to go with consistency with the neighborhood, we would do 5 lots between your land and Ann's land.
But that's right.
But it's not right to keep her held up forever if we don't.
I understand that. I know what she's going against. Yeah. Well, all I can say is we're not ready to go ahead and move on.
You're not. So you're okay if eventually there'll be probably 6 homes in that stretch of land instead of 5?
Pardon me?
So instead, eventually, someday, perhaps there'll be 6 lots in that land, or maybe you might only be able to get 2.
Well, if you...
3. Who knows?
I look at it, if you want to put 6 lots and have 6 driveways going into Headmaster, well, that's fine. I have never seen all the way down Headmaster out of a 100-foot lot and 3 driveways.
Well, again, this is
that's what I'm concerned about.
No, it's not.
Especially so close to the highway there, it'll be congested as well as it is from the property right beside me, which is a commercial. There will be commercial property coming in there. There'll be a lot of traffic coming in there. Plus, there's going to be just like 6 coming off of these 2 lots.
Yeah, that's why the eyebrow would be preferable, because
right,
you don't have to
right.
Back on.
That's what
you're
I
not,
am.
You're not willing to help on that today.
Pardon me?
You're not willing to help with that today.
No, I'm not today.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
Because okay. this would probably be the better plan. This way people don't have to back
yes,
off.
Yes, by all means.
You get that. So if you don't do this today, you're prepared
I just wanted to know is how much am I going to be left behind with? all total.
Okay.
From Knowles Avenue to the backyard.
Okay.
It might be sooner if I know what am I looking forward with this.
Okay.
Because if I got to be left with a 100 by 100 foot lot, well, heck, I found that out. My house is, if you ever seen how they built my house, they built it depth. Not like Ann's house. They went and built it wider. And mine is deeper. And then what? I haven't got much of a yard. And then whoever builds a house on the right behind me, well, if they build a tall house with a deck on there, well, they'll be just like looking like this. Like me looking at that floor.
Okay.
And you go ahead and take a look at it if it isn't true. That's what's been happening all the way down Knowles Avenue now. And that's what half these people even moved out from there of that reason. Because they're looked upon from. I don't mind going ahead and having a little bit of breathing space in between the houses. But I don't know how. How far do you allow this house, the other people's houses being to other people's houses?
Right. Okay.
That's what I wanted to know. How far are you allowing houses to houses back to back to come in?
Okay.
That's what I wanted to know, too. That's the reason.
Okay. All right, Mr. Halliburra, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other individual registered in opposition to this application? Anyone seeing none? Anybody registered for information of this application? Anyone registered for information? Seeing none. Ms. Vihawig, would you like to come forward? And do you have anything you would like to add? As the applicant, you have the opportunity to respond.
John says it on those papers that I handed you, the last page is the rationale behind everything that has already been said. The financial strap that this has put me in, even the layover, the interest I've paid on the loans I've already taken out,
mm-hmm.
With all the postponements, because I I have put down payments and I've paid for the applicant and everything. So I have to carry all that forward. And like I said, I've tried to do this different ways. I have three options there. This is the third option, and I just have to sell because, you know, everybody wants a big lot, but it's not country anymore. It's totally changed. I have three houses behind me. I would love to be able to put up a fence, but I don't even know where my fence line would go right now because it's been changing every year. So I would really like to see this go through so I can get on with it. And it might not even be three lots. There are two developers that want to buy the whole package. I don't know what they want to put in. The original developer is also still interested in buying it as a whole package. But I'm saying that I would like the zoning to go through so I can get this done.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thanks, Ann.
Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, Councillor Steen is not eligible to vote for this public hearing because he was not involved in the initial public hearing.
All right. Thank you very much, Carlos.
Okay.
Councilor Boyd.
Just a question here quickly in the public service. Item number two, is this R1L really?
Item two on
the
revariance or
the subdivision and rezoning here.
I'm just looking at the
yes.
It could, I think we had talked about this before. It can be rezoned down to R1M.
But so you can't change this now because that's how it's advertised, right?
No, you can go lower. You just can't go higher.
It doesn't make a difference. It just seems kind of small to be zoned that.
I think one of the reasons why it was advertised like that was because the other lands in nearby are zoned R1L to the north. Along Knowles Avenue, they're zoned R1L.
There's no other differences in side yards or
no.
Back, you know, frontages?
No.
You don't foresee there being any change to that in the future? had that whole issue of all those lands we needed to rezone due to
sunrooms and stuff. Those were all zoned agricultural, R5, completely different zoning category that had like 5 acre was the minimum size.
Gotcha.
R1, IL, R1M are pretty close.
Okay, it's good enough.
Okay.
We'll make some motions then.
Go ahead.
Okay, I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in, with the exception of a small omission regarding the standard requirements for land indication to be included in the report.
Yep.
The director can cover his ears for that part.
Adding that in, the
standard requirement.
Yeah, 10% for the creation of additional lots. Carlos, I'll email you that clause tomorrow.
Yeah.
And forwarded to the executive. And forwarded to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Again, supporting reasons. Again, my preference would be to see 5 lots on this property to be consistent with the neighborhood. It doesn't look like Mr. Halabera is cooperative at this time, but I don't think that's, you don't want to start adding lots way down the road. In terms of, you know, values in the neighborhood, I believe that because these are the lots that are going to be closest to the commercial development, and across from Cindy Clausen Way, where I believe we're talking about some multifamily as well as some, is it R2?
Yes.
R2 zoning, so I don't think this is inconsistent where we go with smaller properties, and just by the nature of the rest of the zoning of the original subdivision, I don't think it's incompatible. So based on those reasons, I support this. Those are my supporting reasons.
Okay. The committee's heard them. Any questions, comments? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in favor? Opposed? Carried.